Okay. I want to call the Business Finance and Justice Committee to order now. Time now is 6:33. Pete, give the invocation, please.
I rest your heavenly Father. We give thanks for the day that you have provided us to lead us and guide us as we make decisions for your nation. And we ask for travel graces. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. This time we have roll call, please. Now, Daisy. Roll call.
Pete Beamer.
Present.
Randall Hicks.
Present.
David Hill.
Present.
Robert Huff.
Present.
Adam Jones. Chairman, I have 4 present, 1 absent.
4 present, 1 absent. Constitute a quorum. Any business conducted under the official. Moving down to the agenda is approval of minutes of August 17th, August 24th, and August 28th. And September 7th. Here, a second on that?
Second.
Here, roll call, please.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 0 against.
Yeah, 3 in favor, 0 against has been approved. Moving on down to order of business is NCA 17-178. A law of the Muskogee Creek Nation establishing the Muskogee Loan Fund Revolving Fund Account and Loan Loss Reserve Account for financial activities of the Muskogee Loan Fund as required by the U.S. Department of Treasury as Community Development Financial Institution, CDFI. Sponsor is Randall Hicks.
Motion to pass.
Motion to pass. Here a second.
Second.
Okay, the floor is open for discussion.
Mr. Hicks. Chairman, at this time, I'd like to give Mr. Hicks the Secretary of Nation, Elijah McIntosh, and ask for some time, maybe 5 minutes.
Yes. Thank you, Chair, committee. What we're seeking with this is to require there's a set up a revolving fund for the Muskogee Loan Fund. And what this will do is allow us to, it's a financial institution, and with our earnings from the loans, allow us to retain those earnings and then use that for additional lending. And so it's going to allow the loan fund to retain and build capital and then to use that for future lending practices. In addition to that, part of this is also for a loan loss reserve account. That's something that's required for GAAP, and then also as financial institution accounting to have that account set up. And really, in reality, both of these funds should have been set up when the program was first started as far as the purpose of them. And in addition to that, on the loan loss reserve account, we have at least one grant right now that requires a loan loss reserve account. So some of the grants that we apply for, that's a requirement in addition to just financial accounting. That's also a requirement. And so this is really going to serve two purposes. I kind of brought this, Muskogee Media, they put a story out on their website on September 14th, and just to kind of show some of the things that we can do with the loan fund, because once we get some capital built up and we have good funding in place, then we can do some really good things for the tribe overall. In this instance, we did this loan earlier this year around June, and it was for the Wetumpka Indian community. And for that, within their economic development plan, they were able to buy an ice machine in Wetumpka. And so if everything works out, they repay the loan, and we'll be able to retain the principal and interest earned off of that and then lend it back out into hopefully within our tribal jurisdiction, but we do offer loans statewide. And it's also good for the tribe. I kind of added the emphasis at the end, if you turn to the second page. That's actually what they closed with the article. And they gave all the credit to the tribe to setting this project up. So, we have Chris Colburn here, he's our new CEO, and he It's been here just a little over 60 days, and we've really started moving the loan fund really forward, made a lot of progress, and I think it has a very bright future. But I think it's a really great program, and I think this revolving fund and loan loss reserve account will go a long ways to really strengthen that program and making it work for the future.
Okay. Any questions?
Yes. Pete? How long has this been in existence?
Since 2013, I think it was first established. You mean the loan fund?
Yes.
And it got kind of up and running around 2014, and so it's been in existence a little over 3 years.
Okay. In this period of time, who did the loans go to? The communities, individuals, or commercial?
Most of them went to individuals. They're set up for business lending. We have a business lending cap of $50,000, and so it's kind of more set up for what most would be considered microenterprise lending. So they're small business loans. The target demographic of the loan fund is people who traditionally will not qualify for a loan at the bank. And funny enough, this story, that's how we got this loan, was the Wetumpka Indian community had gone to a bank, and they were trying to get a loan for this ice machine, and it actually got referred to us because the bank didn't want to do it. We knew the loan officer, they had looked at it, and he actually referred it over to us because they didn't want to fund it, because you know, with the tribe, we run into the sovereign immunity challenges at time. And so in this way, I mean, it's something where we could really serve a purpose. And in addition to that, we're able to help establish small businesses. We have our small business development center housed within the loan fund at this time. And so the way it's set up is when an individual, if they're wanting help with their business, they can come in and we can work on their business plan, help them with their business filing and get them established, and then they can get referred over if they need capital for the loan fund.
Okay, how many loans have you got out presently?
Approximately 40 right now.
40?
That are not retired, that are active, yes sir.
Okay, out of that 40, do we have any problems? Do we have a debt problem paying back?
It is
a loan, dude. It is a loan.
Yes sir.
So what is the debt requirement?
Yeah, I would say, we have several loans, in particular the older loans. Some of the loans that were first made within the program weren't really good loans. They weren't vetted properly. And so that's been some of the changes that we've made over the past few months as we're redeveloping our loan policy. And then we're implementing a lot better procedures. We've greatly improved our underwriting.
Okay.
The recent loans that we've made are performing. And so
who's going to collect?
We are, the loan fund.
Have you been successful at any of these?
That's the next stage. We're in the process of evaluating. We're probably going to hire a lawyer to help within that and start working within the tribal courts and start collecting. But that's been an issue in the past with kind of prior management. Is not much initiative in collecting on the loans. And so that's something that we've remedied. And that's something I think bringing in Chris is he's developing a plan for that. So I kind of look at that as progress, and that's something that we're looking to clean up very soon. And so that's something we're definitely addressing at this time.
Do you have it in your policies and procedures, this procedure?
What's that, to collect?
What you're telling me.
Yes. And I believe we approved a collection policy at the
June meeting. Or July meeting, I'm sorry. July meeting, my first meeting.
And so, there's been some things going on with the program that weren't great, but I think we've really turned a corner in the past couple of months. As you can see here, kind of what we've done with this, we've also, about a week and a half ago, we had a spending frenzy event, so they're getting involved in the financial literacy. Went down to the Eufaula Boarding School, and we had a training event for 35 kids there. And there's actually Muskogee Media did a YouTube video on it, and Public Relations both did a video up on it. And I actually really like for all the council members to go see it, kind of what we did down there. It was a really, really great program and had a big impact on those kids. And so there's some really good things within the program that we're looking to do. Like I said, there have been some things done in the past, but I feel like we've got a long ways to correcting those. Within a financial institution, I mean, it takes some time to turn a corner. But I'm really encouraged by the progress that we've made, and I think we're really headed in a positive direction going forward.
Okay, explain something to me. In this chapter 2, subchapter 2 under funds and account, this statement, this revolving account will be used as a depository for the risk percentage assigned to each loan made.
Yes.
What is the percentage assigned to a loan?
Anytime that you make a loan, there's always a risk involved,
right?
Regardless of the borrower. My past experience as a credit union examiner, I've seen people with 700 plus credit scores go bad on a loan, file bankruptcy because life happens. And so within that, when you make a loan, you establish a certain loss amount as kind of a reserve. And so, for instance, on our A-paper loans, we reserve 5%. And so if we made a $10,000 loan, then we would deposit $500 into a loan loss reserve account. If within financial institutions, it's a standard accounting procedure. All financial institutions do it, and it's something that we really should be doing. And so that's the purpose of the account. It's something that's required by GAAP, generally accounting accepted principles. And so, I mean, it's really something that's required, and it could affect our certification as a CDFI if we don't have one.
Well, who sets this percentage? You do.
Our loan board. Our loan board does, along with the secretary. It's based on, it's risk rated. Let's say I gave you, our board approved you a loan, and we service that loan or work that loan, and we can, and our policies and procedures in the past weren't followed like they should have been, but there's monthly and regular contact with each client, and if you see if something's happening and the aging, the length of time going paid, missed payments go back, that loan is rescored according to the same lending guidelines. And that A may now be a B or a C, and we've got to set aside a little more to offset the possibility that that loan could go bad.
Right.
And so that's what that loan loss reserve account is. It's a place to put an offset of risk.
Okay, let's go back to the defaults.
Yeah.
What percentage of the present ones? Give me a percent.
I've been dealing with the Assistant Attorney General, Judge Haskins, and I can't call certain loans in default because a two-year clock starts. So what I'm preparing to do now is all the processes for collections so that when we get to that point, those loans will be there and we'll be able to say they're in default. We do have some loans in delinquency, and Elijah, I believe you could speak better to that as far as a percentage of where we are right now.
Yeah, when I first came on board in January, it was at about 80%, and we've got it down to just below 60% now. And so,
yes,
as I stated before, I mean, it's that's what we're walking into. But we've made drastic improvements in our underwriting. The recent loans are performing. The recent loans that we've done, the underwriting and documentation better. And I mean, underwriting is a process of evaluating the loan, and we just hired a lending officer. We promoted from within, someone that's been with the program for close to a year now, and so they have a little bit of experience. And that's one thing that was lacking within the program was lending experience. And I feel like we brought that in. Chris, my background is a credit union examiner. Chris has a background in banking. We have within on the board, we have three bankers at this time. And so I feel like the communication within the program's improved, and I feel like we've made a lot of improvements to get the program working as it should be going forward.
Okay, that's
yeah.
All.
Randall.
Thanks, Chairman. Mr. McIntosh, score. Didn't y'all miss out on a grant?
Yes.
Because of the, we didn't have the loss revenue.
We haven't been given yet, but that is one of their criteria. They will publish the reasons of why we did not get the NACA FA $1 million grant. We should know that by Monday. Mm-hmm. But that could very well be one of the reasons we did not get the funding, because we've taken steps to get into compliance, and we know that's one thing that's missing.
Right.
And then we do have an established grant, I think it's through HUD, where to close the grant out, we need to have a loan loss reserve account. And so, I mean, it's a loan loss reserve account. It's a standard accounting procedure for all financial institutions, large and small. And so, I mean, even the very largest banks in the world have a loan loss reserve account, and down to the very smallest financial institutions, it's a requirement for being a financial institution.
Okay.
And then also, Beaver, that was one of the, being an ex officio to the board or the Muskogee Loan Fund, that was my first report that I got. I was looking at the delinquencies and I was like, my goodness, who's going after these people? And nobody was. Now that we got, like Mr. Rakitoff stated, there's the board is actually bankers. Mm-hmm. And then we have these two financial people. Now things are starting to come together. And I know they've been doing trainings, and then also down the road, I asked Mr. Colburn about a delinquent report now. He has to pull four or five SEBA reports just try to get one figure out of it. So I think they have some software in place that are coming down the line to actually do monthly reports for us. If we need it, they can just have it right there.
Yeah, and I think it, yes.
Yeah, that's good.
Any other questions? Hearing none, roll call please. Vote.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 0 against.
We have 3 in favor, 0 against. That's been approved. Thank you. Next on the agenda is the referred legislation. Let me give you the funding source, please.
Yes, sir.
All of them?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that also includes NCA 17-179 also.
Yes, sir.
Okay, do I hear a motion to approve the funding source, interim permanent fund for all the referred legislation? Motion been made by Randall Hicks. Here a second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, it's been approved. Going out to other business, the GOAB. Motion made to executive session or second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're in executive session then.